This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
Boy, you get the Valentine's thing, Woody. You are so good. Don't think I didn't catch that, and neither. Mike Florio caught it as well. Mike, good morning. How you doing?
Good, Joe. Your ears may have been burning last Friday morning. We had Dan Marino on with us at the Super Bowl, and he said he listens to me on your show.
Yes. He always talks about that. Yeah, say good morning. He's up and at him right now. He's at his coffee, and he does. He gets out in the morning, and he listens to us on Friday. It's very fun. I got to ask you, I loved your interviews. I thought you guys, that was great. And not being there, I got to ask you your favorite interview. Speaking of, I know you had Tyreek Hill, Dan Marino, and Teron Armstead, but what was your favorite of the week?
Well, probably Deion Sanders. Although,
so good.
I also could make the case for Pac-Man Jones, because I think Pac-Man Jones is much smarter than people realize, and it was a fun conversation. He's very authentic. He's very real. He's very raw. But I think he's deep down inside a very good person. We're all flawed, and one of his flaws is, as he said, I won't start a fight, but if you start one with me, I will finish it. But Deion, I was impressed because I've been critical of how he's handled the media at Colorado. I thought that it was just odd that he would, for example, not talk to a reporter from the local CBS affiliate because somebody with CBSSports.com had written something he didn't like. I mean, you're Deion Sanders. You can match wits with anyone. You can go verbally toe-to-toe with anyone. Don't run from people like that. State your case and speak your truth. And the fact that he was willing to come on with us, even though I've been – candid in my criticism, and I think I could tell from the way that he addressed things that, you know, he understands it's not coming from a position of hate. It's trying to be positive. It's trying to maybe help someone address an area where they need to get better. That's what coaches do, and if somebody on the outside can coach a coach a little bit, maybe it's good. So I really enjoyed talking to him. I like talking to people that I don't know and that I instantly spot there are things that we have in common. Like, he loves to fish, I love to fish, and we're both on the wrong side of 55. And he made me laugh because he said, yeah, you know, hey, we can get meals half price now. You're right. But he was a lot of fun. Tyreek was completely unexpected, although it was obviously a predetermined 2025. I'm sorry for what I said. Don't run me out of Miami. Apology tour. But those were a couple of fun ones. And Jaden Daniels, too. Jaden Daniels and Justin Jefferson are up at the top of the A-list for me right now. We had Justin on Friday. We had Jaden Daniels on Thursday. And to get Jaden Daniels, given that he's kind of the man of the moment now in the NFL, that was great.
Well, I tell you, I just thought it was great. So I do want to get back, because off of your show, you can imagine we come back on Monday, and part of it is especially after a bad Super Bowl game we'll get into in just a second, but the Tyreek Hill stuff. Because a lot of people, there's a lot of news about Tyreek Hill always off the field, and and all this. And then he hit it really hard. You guys asked follow-up, and he goes, oh, man, I made some mistakes, and I was just curious what your overall thought was. Is he's all in. You guys asked us, so you're all in on staying with the Miami Dolphins. He goes, yeah, that's where I want to be.
Yeah, and look, this clearly was a marketing play. It clearly was calculated, and he felt compelled to try to put the toothpaste back in the tube. But I give him credit for it. It's not easy to say you were wrong, and he was more than willing to come out and say he was wrong, and he was more than willing to say he wants to stay with the Miami Dolphins. Now, I've been meaning to write this, and I'm glad you're reminding me of it. It's on my list that I can never quite get to the full bottom of. But early on in our interview, he said something about his contract that just flickered something in my brain, because I think he still wants more than what he's getting, and he probably deserves more than what he's getting. And with each passing day, he's getting closer and closer to the point where he's not going to be a good enough player to justify that. $30 million is still $5 million below the top of the market, and I think Ja'Marr Chase is going to blow the lid off of the market this year and get to 40, if not more than 40, even from the very stingy Bengals. So I think that he wants to stay with a contract that better reflects that, hey, Tua's $55 million a year and Tyreek's $30 million a year, and Tyreek's a better player than Tua overall. And that's just true. Now, part of it is the reality of football, that the quarterbacks get more money, but I remember it was 6-7 years ago when Matt Ryan got to $30 million a year and Julio Jones was at 15. It's like something's wrong with this picture, because I'm not half the contributor that Matt Ryan is to the success of this team. So I think Tyreek's going to want a contract. But the thing that struck me as probably something that wasn't on his talking points, I thought to ask him, hey, do you ever regret leaving Kansas City? And he admits that he does from time to time. And, I mean, that's a human, truthful, authentic reaction. He could have denied it. He could have been stubborn about it. But he acknowledged that he does from time to time think he should have stayed.
Yeah. He'll hit you with some stuff. Sometimes you wonder why he's so truthful, like, I can't believe you're saying this, but he will come out with stuff. So getting back to the game, boy, it was an ass-kicking that I don't know, I didn't see coming. I know overall, and I heard you say this the week before or earlier in the week, that probably 18 out of the 22 starting positions, the Eagles were better by position, and I agree with you. Boy, and they played like it. Does this all of a sudden – Kansas City wins the AFC, obviously, to get to the Super Bowl. But are they looking now like, wow, we got a long way to go. We got to fix a lot of things. How do you think they come back, and how do they look at their roster right now after that butt-kicking they took in that Super Bowl?
And you're right, and I wonder how motivated the Chiefs were in the fourth quarter to score as many garbage time points as they could, just so when someone is looking at the history of the Super Bowl and they're looking at the scores, that the impression isn't, man, they got the crap kicked out of them. 40-6 is what that game was. The Eagles took their foot off the gas and it was 40-22, which feels fundamentally different than what that game was. That game was a blowout. That game was an embarrassment for the Chiefs. And it was an overpowering performance by the Eagles. And now the Chiefs' conundrum, Joe, is this. They continue to be the elite in the AFC. 7 straight years.
Yeah.
They've been to the AFC Championship every time. The worst-case scenario for a Patrick Mahomes season in the NFL as a starter is losing in overtime of the AFC title game. It's uncanny. So it's almost like a Greek tragedy where they're going to keep going back to the Super Bowl and they're going to keep getting their asses kicked unless they make some changes. And they're in that weird sweet spot where they're good enough to navigate the AFC, but they're not good enough to stand toe-to-toe with the best the NFC has to offer. And maybe this will change quickly. We know how the NFL goes. Every year is its own thing. But, boy, the Eagles look like they're going to be hanging around. And then there are the 49ers, who will have a dip and then 3 good years. They could rebound. The Lions are still good if they could keep everybody healthy. And that could be how this goes over the next 10 years. The Chiefs continue to contend at the highest levels of the AFC, but you never know when they're going to get smacked down in the Super Bowl. And really, the 3 they've won, they were underdogs. They are never the better team in the Super Bowl. Some they were favored this past Sunday, I think, because people learned their lesson the last two Super Bowls to not downplay Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, even though the other team looks better. They're also favored against the Buccaneers, and they got blown out in that one. But think about it. They've been favored twice and were blown out. They were underdogs three times, and they won. It's amazing, and the question is that sustainable from the standpoint of finding ways to win when the other team is quote-unquote better than you?
Mike, switching to the running back position here. I'm bouncing around on our segment here today. James Cook wants $15 million a year. Listen, he is one of the great stories of running backs and getting the most out of. I never thought he's going to be this good. He's from Central High School down here in Miami, and he's turned out to be one of the best NFL running backs. I don't think they're giving him $15 million a year. What's your thought on the market for free agent running backs overall? I know you did a piece on it.
Well, here's the key. We learned this past year what happens when a great running back gets to the market and the team that has employed him decides we're not going to pay market value. We can go find another running back in the draft. We can find a free agent that we can sign. The Eagles turned around and signed the guy who was with the Bills and then the Texans, and the fact that his name, or the Giants, I mean, the fact that that name isn't coming to mind tells me he must not have done much for the Giants this year. So I think that we need to understand teams still hold the cards until the player is in a position to apply leverage. And right now, James Cook is going to make $5 million in 2025, and then they could tag him in 26 for about, it'll probably be $14, $15 million. And then after that, they can sign him to a long-term deal or let him go or tag him and trade him. That was the conundrum that the Giants faced last year with Saquon Barkley. Do we tag and trade? Do we sign him to a long-term deal? Do we tag him and keep him for a second year under the franchise tag, or do we just let him walk? And obviously they chose to let him walk. So the Bills have some time to play this out. The question is, what will James Cook do about it? It's hard to hold out. Maybe he'll hold in. Maybe he'll show up for training camp and just not practice and deal with it that way and hope that they give him a deal before year four. But if you're the running back who has had three strong seasons, you need to dig in your heels until you get paid, because otherwise you carry the injury risk.
Yep.
You carry the risk that all of a sudden you're not going to be as good as you were and that you're never going to get the payday that you've earned through your first three seasons in the NFL.
Yeah, I agree. And he, just for his size, he's incredible what he's been able to do. Hey, this thing with ESPN now trying to get more NFL content, they want to take over everything for the NFL. Does that mean, you got to help me out here, Mike, does that mean they want to basically be NFL Network? They want to just take it all from them and we'll do all the extra NFL football stuff?
Well, I think that it's flipped around from how you've posed it. I think the NFL realized, or at least finally admitted, maybe they were the last ones to notice, that their effort to create an in-house media powerhouse isn't really working.
No.
And so they've been looking for someone to take the entire NFL media operation off their hands. They were close to a deal with ESPN last May. It fell apart the following month, and I believe it fell apart because the NFL always wants more than whatever someone wants to pay, no matter what the property or asset is that's in negotiation. And now they're talking again. And the way it was reported by John Orand of Puck is that ESPN would end up controlling NFL Network and Red Zone. And look, NFL Network is basically a skeleton crew. It's Good Morning Football, and it's the pregame show during the regular season, and what else? NFL film shows that you can watch on demand anywhere.
Right.
So, and then they have a handful of games every year that are exclusive. They had that triple header in December. So I think the NFL is just trying to get rid of a bad asset, and they're trying to get a premium for it. And they can use the fact that, hey, ESPN and ABC, they want to keep doing business with the NFL. It makes it easier to continue to have an NFL broadcasting deal if you're the one that's operating and controlling NFL Network and Red Zone. So I feel like this is more the NFL understanding that NFL Network never became what they thought it would be. They thought it was like a Field of Dreams thing. They just put NFL Network out there, and everybody's going to flock to it, and they're going to pay a high per subscriber fee, and they're going to make a ton of money. And it just never happened. It never happened. And I'm surprised they've held on to it as long as they have. And I think the sooner they can get out of it, the happier they'll be.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So I don't know if this – I saw this pop up yesterday. It's hard for me to believe that Jacksonville would think about trading Trevor Lawrence, who, by the way, has not lived up to what we all thought he was going to be coming out of Clemson. He's just hasn't done it yet for whatever reason. Could you see them trying to potentially trade him to Steelers or somebody else with the right offer?
It was such an odd report. It was a guy named Ryan Burr who covers basketball for the Big Ten Network, and he couched it as the Steelers have made inquiries about trading for Trevor Lawrence, and he cited an unnamed Jaguars source. He said he got it straight from the horse's mouth with the Jaguars. Now, the Jaguars separately have said through anonymous sourcing to ESPN that it's ridiculous and there's no chance they would do it. I think the Steelers' position will be, and I'm doing some finishing touches on this, that they never made the call. They don't even know who to call because there's no GM right now in Jacksonville, and they're focused on getting ready for the combine and the draft. I think this was, given that the source, unless this Ryan Burr guy just made it all up, that the source is someone from the Jaguars who would like to spark a trade market for Trevor Lawrence just to see what happens. And even though the Jaguars would predictably deny it, because if it doesn't happen, you still have to live with the guy. You don't want to piss the guy off like the Browns did with Baker Mayfield 3 years ago when they started flirting with the idea of trading for Deshaun Watson. Then they had to get rid of Mayfield. And then they were stuck. They had to pay Deshaun Watson $230 million on a 5-year deal to get him to come there. So the Jaguars need to be coy about it. But, Joe, think about the players in the NFL that are untouchable. The Patrick Mahomes, it's the Josh Allen.
Right.
The guys that would never be traded under any circumstances, no way, no how. Okay? So, is Trevor Lawrence really that guy? Is he that guy that would never be traded under any set of circumstances? I don't think so. And if somebody decides they want him, and if they make them an offer they won't refuse, then, yeah, you could move on. It's like a $30 million cap charge for 2025 if they do, which isn't a ridiculous cap charge to take. They avoid a ton of money going forward. and somebody who really likes Trevor Lawrence gets him. So I think someone in Jacksonville wanted to just pull the ripcord on the lawnmower to see if they can get a trade market going. And remember this, every time there's a new coach, that coach may not like the quarterback who's there.
That's right.
Trevor Lawrence isn't a no-brainer franchise quarterback. You could have Liam Cohen saying, I'm not really sure about this guy. So that happened. Remember when Josh McDaniels took the Denver job, 2009, first order of business, move on from Jay Cutler. People were stunned. Jay Cutler's a great quarterback. Why are you moving on from him? Not every coach likes every quarterback unless it's a Mahomes or a Josh Allen or a Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, but, you know, Kellen Moore didn't exactly sound like he was super excited about Derek Carr. I mean, and we look, and here we go again, Mike. Off season, 6-7 teams looking for a franchise starting quarterback. I guess that keeps us partially in business here in the off season. Mike, it's great.
More than partially, baby.
Yeah,
hey,
that's right.
Keep the money coming. Clickety, click, click. We got plenty of stuff. Step right up. There's no football until September. We'll keep you engaged in football until then.
You got it, man, for sure. Hey, Mike, thank you so much. Take care.
See you.
All right, Mike Floro from Pro Football Talk. We are not done, man. We are not done. We've got a lot more stuff coming up. Alex Dono going to join us, and we're going to have a serious talk looking forward on the Miami Hurricanes upcoming season.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.